Okay, now we have defined the theory, and we should somehow define an estimator. So we know what is the definition of the error for correlated data. We know that it depends on the autocorrelation function, and thus we should define a way, a procedure, to compute in practice from the data the autocorrelation function. So let's remind the definition of the autocorrelation function, that in equilibrium depends only on the difference between the two with the value of df at two different times. So it can be defined as the average of f of xn, f of xm, average over the Monte Carlo repetitions, minus f square, where f, capital F, is the average value of the function f with respect to the probability distribution pi. It's important that this, to remember that this expression is valid when the dynamics starts in equilibrium. Then we rewrite in a slightly different way. So Cf of k is the average value of f of xn plus k, average over the Monte Carlo repetitions in equilibrium. And small n is here a dummy variable in the sense that you can choose any small n, and the result, in the case in which the Monte Carlo repetitions goes to infinity, is always the same. There are two quantities which should be estimated here. Small is capital F, but that we know. Capital F is simply estimated using the sample mean, as before. So the new quantity is the average value of F of xn, xn plus k. That has to be estimated. We use the fact that small n is a dummy, and so we average over all possible values of small n. So this is done in the middle of the page 1 of the notes. And note, of course, that small n cannot go from 0 to capital N, but only from 0 to capital N minus k, because, of course, small n plus k should be at most capital N. So small n plus k should be at most n, capital N, and so n, small n, should be at most capital N minus k. And this means that the number of terms over which we average is smaller than capital N, is capital N minus k plus 1. So here there is an example of the calculation of the autocorrelation function when capital N is equal to 10. So we have 11 data. So capital F is simply the sample mean. C0 is obtained by averaging f square n over all data. There are 11 of them, so it's 1 over 11 of the sum of f square n, and then we subtract the square of capital F square, so the square of the sample mean. Then C1, in this case we have only 9, we only go up to 9, so small n goes from 0 to 9, so there are 10 data. This explains why we average with a factor of 1 divided by 10. And we have only 9 data because, of course, it's the average of fn, fn plus 1. And small n plus 1 at most should be 10, which means that small n at most should be 9. And C2 is the average of fn, fn plus 2. And of course, small n should only go up to 8, and so on. C3, small n should only go up to 7, and so there are only 8 data. The important observation here in these definitions is that the number of terms over which we average decreases with k. And clearly, since we average over a smaller number of terms, the reliability of the estimates decreases with k. A typical graph is at page 2, and we see that where I plot ck over c0, it starts from 1 and then it decreases, and after a while it reaches 0 and typically it begins to fluctuate around zero. When you begin to see the fluctuations, you realize that the results are essentially all noise. There is no signal because we expect something smooth, while here you see some fluctuations. So there is no signal, there is only noise. So in that region, the best estimate of your autocorrelation function is simply C of k equals zero. This tells you that in practice, when you compute the autocorrelation time, a good strategy is the following. You compute the autocorrelation function and you stop when the autocorrelation function vanishes. After that, you think that you don't have signal, there is all noise, so there is no point in summing noise. So you stop summing the autocorrelation function. And so the estimate of your integrated autocorrelation time is obtained by summing your estimates of Ck only up to the value where the function becomes zero. So your estimator is 1/2 plus the summation of your estimates of Ck up to Tmax, where Tmax is the value where the autocorrelation function becomes zero. There is no point in summing additional values of Ck because typically there is no signal in this for these values of K. There is only noise, and you don't want to add noise because if you add noise in your estimates of tau, you simply increase the error with which you have estimated your autocorrelation time.